When I was a kid, I used to make up my own Pokemon. But as a 6-year-old, my understanding of the complexities of game balance was underdeveloped. And so I ended up making all my Pokemon really, really strong. This makes some sense when you consider the fact that no kid wants to design a Pokemon that's weak. Now, if you were to compare the Pokemon that I designed as a kid with Zacian during the Sword and Shield era, I think you might have a hard time saying which Pokemon is stronger. But a Pokemon so strong that the only response to seeing it is, what were they thinking? It's not actually all that unusual. Pokemon as a series is affected by something called power creep, where over time, the Pokemon released become much stronger. Power creep isn't a very popular phenomenon among fans, but I think it actually makes some sense from a designer perspective. The Pokemon company wants to show off all their new Pokemon, in part to convince fans to buy the games. It also keeps the game fresh, as there's always new Pokemon coming in to replace the old, like new skin cells replacing dead ones, or a new bag of grapes replacing the old one in the fridge that you couldn't finish before they got all gross. So yes, Zacian was unbelievably strong, but before Zacian, there was Incineroar, and before Incineroar, there was Mega Rayquaza and Xerneas, and before Mega Rayquaza and Xerneas, there was Landorus and Thundurus, and before, you get the point. A Pokemon that seems to have missed several rounds of quality control is not actually all that unusual. No, what makes this story interesting isn't the peak that Zacian hit, it's the fact that it's fallen further than any Pokemon before or since. In order to understand Zacian's crash out, we need to understand what made it so strong in the first place. The obvious place to start is that Zacian is a legendary Pokemon, a Pokemon intended to be stronger than other Pokemon, though that's not always how things wind up. Zacian isn't just a regular old run-of-the-mill legendary either. It's a restricted legendary Pokemon. This is a term used in the official competitive format for specific Pokemon deemed even more powerful than regular legendaries. They aren't legal under most competitive rule sets, and when they are legal, you're only ever allowed to use one or two of them on your team. And because they're only ever allowed when other restricted Pokemon are also legal, there's this kind of balance of power present in restricted formats where these super broken Pokemon help keep each other in check. Obviously, using Kyogre against Pokemon like these, it's not going to be a challenge. But when your opponent is using Primal Groudon and Mega Rayquaza, Kyogre suddenly doesn't feel quite so overwhelming. By the way, if you're enjoying the video, it'd be really cool if you check to see if you're subscribed. A surprisingly large chunk of people watch the videos but aren't actually subscribed, and I think some of them probably think they are subscribed, so yeah, if you don't mind checking, that'd be dope. I care a lot about the quality of the videos that I'm putting out, so I'm pretty sure you won't regret it. And if you do, you have my permission to write me a very angry YouTube comment, which I will read. When Zacian was legal at the World Championships in 2022, players were only allowed to have two restricted Pokemon on their teams. So you might expect to see a pretty wide variety of restricted Pokemon used. Since if any one restricted's usage got too high, there would be a good reason for players to add a different restricted legendary that counters it. And while this does make a lot of sense in theory, it didn't hold up so well in practice, because none of the other restricted legendary Pokemon could handle Zacian. These are the usage rates of the 2022 World Championships. And as you can see, Zacian was on over 2/3 of all the teams and the second most used Pokemon in the entire tournament, despite being restricted. So what made Zacian so good? The short answer is everything. But while true, that's also not very helpful. Let's start by talking about its typing. Zacian is a steel and fairy type Pokemon. Now, a few years ago, I made a video where I ranked every single type combination in the game. The type combination I put at number one was steel and fairy. Steel is the single best defensive type in the game, bar none. It provides 10 resistances and an immunity, and you only have to deal with 3 weaknesses in exchange. It's easy to understand how absurd this is when you compare it to a type like ice, which has 4 weaknesses and only 1 resistance. And maybe you're thinking, well, that's not fair because ice is supposed to be an offensive type and steel is supposed to be a defensive type. But while ice can hit 4 types for super effective damage and is resisted offensively by 4 types, steel hits 3 types for super effective and is also only resisted by 4. So yes, steel is very, very good. Fairy is, in my opinion, the single best type in the game overall. It only has 2 weaknesses, neither of which were very common before the type's introduction. It's got 3 resistances and an immunity, and there are only 3 types in the game that can resist its attacks. At a glance, this might not look as impressive as steel, but the thing about fairy types is that because so few Pokemon resist their moves, they're really difficult to stop offensively. And because they don't have many weaknesses, they're also really hard to get off the field. In other words, fairy is a great balance type because it lacks both weaknesses and types that resist it. And while fairy doesn't have that many resistances, steel has quite a few. Steel even has nice synergy with fairy because one of the two types that Fairy is weak to, Steel is immune to, and one of Steel's only three weaknesses, Fairy resists. So if you combine Steel and Fairy, you get a Pokemon with nearly unbreakable defenses and reliable offenses. Thankfully, this type combination does have a weakness. Neither Fairy or Steel types can hit opposing Steel type Pokemon. Now's probably a good time to talk about Zacian's moves. Zacian has some amazing Steel and Fairy type moves that we're going to talk about in a second, but that's to be expected because it's, you know, a Steel and Fairy type Pokemon. What's more surprising is the fact that Zacian learns an incredible fighting type move called Sacred Sword. This move is not only quite strong and has no drawback, it also ignores any defense boosts on the target. A very relevant boon when considering that one of the most popular Dynamax moves raises the defense stat of both of your Pokemon. Arguably more important than the secondary effect though is the typing. With this incredible fighting type move, Zacian is now able to hit opposing Steel types for super effective damage. And opposing Steel-type Pokemon was like one of the only weaknesses of Zacian's stellar type combination. Now, it is worth mentioning that neither Steel or Fairy can hit opposing Fire-type Pokemon too, and fighting doesn't help in this case. But many of you have probably already realized why this isn't actually that helpful. The best Fire-type Pokemon, the best non-restricted Pokemon, the best supporting Pokemon, the most used Pokemon at the World Championships, the best Pokemon of all time, it's all Incineroar. And Incineroar, as a Fire and Dark-type Pokemon, is weak to fighting. So, Zacian not only has arguably the single best type combination in the game with tons of resistances, two immunities, and limited weaknesses, but its move pool also covers for the only true downside of its typing. But Sacred Sword isn't even the only broken move that Zacian gets. Zacian's primary fairy attack, Play Rough, is a strong move with a chance of lowering the target's attack stats. This move is good, but I wouldn't call it broken, because it misses 10% of the time. Now, 10% doesn't sound like a lot, but when the Pokemon are this strong, missing a single move can have devastating consequences. Most Pokemon battles in the official format don't last much longer than 10 turns, so having a single one of those turns be a swing and a miss is a pretty big deal. Play Rough isn't broken, but it also doesn't really need to be because it's not the move that Zacian's going to be using most of the time. That instead is Behemoth Blade, Zacian's signature move. This is an exceptionally powerful steel type move that never misses. Normally moves this strong have some kind of drawback, but because Zacian is a legendary Pokemon on the cover of a game, we can give it a pass. Of course, what really makes Behemoth Blade scary isn't actually the power of the move, it's the secondary effect. Behemoth Blade does double damage to all Dynamax and Gigantamax Pokemon. For anyone unfamiliar, Dynamax would double your Pokemon's HP and power up all of their moves, giving them both a defensive and an offensive buff. But that defensive buff is effectively ignored by Zacian because the double HP is canceled out by Behemoth Blade doing double damage. If you didn't play during Sword and Shield and you're wondering how big of a deal this is, a very big deal. Dynamax was the main mechanic of competitive battles, so much so that a lot of matches were determined by who got more value out of their Dynamax. So having a Pokemon that could get rid of your Dynamax Pokemon twice as quickly ended up being pretty absurd. Of course, Zacian dealing double damage to Dynamax Pokemon is only a big deal if the damage it's doing is actually impressive. The other main legendary from Sword and Shield, Zamazenta, gets effectively the same move, it just has a slightly different name. But because Zamazenta isn't actually a very powerful Pokemon, it didn't see any play during Sword and Shield. Let's talk about Zacian's stats. Okay, these are good, but they look manageable. It's pretty fast and pretty tanky, but the attack isn't that high. I mean, like for a legendary Pokemon, so I guess maybe it'll be okay actually. Whew, that was close. What's that? This is Zacian's base form? Oh my god, what are the actual stats? Blech. Okay, so turns out that Zacian actually has two forms, the fake form and the crown form. In order to access its much stronger crown form, all Zacian has to do is hold a special item called the Rusted Sword. This increases its base stats by a ton, making it both faster and much stronger, in addition to giving it the steel typing. And if you're wondering how good Zacian's new stats are, maybe the best of any Pokemon ever? Zacian is the second fastest restricted Pokemon, only behind the newly added Calyrex Shadow, meaning in most matchups, it's gonna have an advantage. It's so much faster though, that it doesn't even need to be trained to be as fast as possible. Instead, you can make it even stronger or much tankier and still have it be moving first most of the time. But not only is it fast, it's got really good bulk. It's naturally as bulky as at least half of the restricted legendaries, a rather bulky group of Pokemon if I do say so myself, which is even a bigger deal when you consider that Zacian's defensive typing is phenomenal, and it resists or is immune to, like, way more types than the average Pokemon. And then there's the attack stat. Zacian's attack stat is the second highest in the entire game, only behind Cartana, a Pokemon with much weaker moves and significantly worse defenses. Factoring in Zacian's stronger moves, it is the single strongest Pokemon in the game. In fact, it's only barely weaker than Pokemon not present in Sword and Shield, like Primal Groudon and Mega Rayquaza. But that's not factoring in Zacian's ability. Zacian's ability, Intrepid Sword, gives it an attack boost every single time it hits the field. And an attack boost is the equivalent of raising a Pokemon's attack stat by 50%. In other words, Zacian, the strongest Pokemon of the game already, a Pokemon already almost as strong as Primal Groudon and Mega Rayquaza, is 50% stronger than what its attack stat would lead you to believe. So, maybe now you can see how Zacian ended up on 2/3 of all the teams at the World Championships. It's insane to me that they made a Pokemon this strong and gave it the ability to just delete Dynamax Pokemon when Dynamax was the primary defensive tool out of these games. It's like, hey, if there's a really strong Pokemon that keeps knocking your Pokemon out, just Dynamax to survive it. Unless, of course, the Pokemon you're having trouble with just happens to be the strongest Pokemon in the game. In that case, tough luck. Anyway, to the surprise of nobody, Zacian won the 2022 Pokemon World Championships. And just last year, Zacian became legal for the second time ever, this time in Scarlet and Violet. But unlike the last time, this new format only allowed a single restricted Pokemon. So, of the over 100 players that made it to the second day of competition at this year's World Championships, only 2 of them used Zacian? What happened to the most powerful Pokemon ever made? They nerfed it. Hard. Zacian received not one, not two, but 3 major nerfs, and they worked. It was clear that Zacian was overpowered and needed to be brought back down to Earth, especially going into a new generation when it didn't need to sell copies of Sword anymore. Not that we should take these nerfs for granted. Remember, Zacian was only the second most used Pokemon in the entire tournament. Incineroar, the most used, received buffs going into Scarlet and Violet. Thanks, Game Freak. So, how exactly was Zacian nerfed? Well, the easiest nerf to understand is that Behemoth Blade no longer has a secondary effect, because Dynamax Pokemon are not present in Scarlet and Violet. What made this move so broken was the double damage to Dynamax Pokemon, and without Dynamax Pokemon around, it's just a regular old consistent and strong, yes, but just a damaging move. Zamazenta, who ended up way overtaking Zacian in usage, actually most of the time would just use Heavy Slam instead of Behemoth Bash in Scarlet and Violet, which I think is really funny. This is because Heavy Slam was actually just doing more damage on average because the big shield that Zamazenta wears is really, really heavy. It's not that Behemoth Blade is bad now, but comparing it to the signature moves of Calyrex Shadow, Miraidon, Kyogre, or Mega Rayquaza suddenly just doesn't look quite so impressive. Zacian also received a pretty major nerf to its stats, losing 20 points out of its attack. 20 points is a massive amount, but for Zacian, it's actually even more. Remember how Zacian's ability gives it a +1 boost to its attack, making it effectively 50% stronger? Well, that's a percentage increase, so lowering Zacian's base attack means that boost is giving less stat points as well. Put another way, in Sword and Shield, max attack Zacian with an attack boost had a whopping 111 more attack points than max attack Mega Rayquaza. In Scarlet and Violet, that's down to 78. But that's only with the boost. And while Zacian had an attack boost most of the time in Sword and Shield, that's not the case for Scarlet and Violet, because the third and arguably most impactful nerf to Zacian came from its ability being changed. Instead of activating every single time Zacian switches in, like it did in Sword and Shield, now Zacian's ability will only activate once per battle, the first time it hits the field. And this is a pretty big deal because of a specific ability familiar to viewers of this channel. It's called Intimidate, and it lowers the attack stats of both your opponent's Pokemon every time the user switches in. This is one of the best abilities in the game, and also the ability of the best Pokemon ever made, Incineroar. Incineroar is the most used Pokemon in the game for most points of most competitive rule sets where it's allowed. And whereas in Sword and Shield, if Zacian's attack ever got dropped, it could just switch out and then come back in again later, in Scarlet and Violet, losing the boost is permanent. Just like that Game Boy game I lost in a car ride when I was 10, it's not coming back. Now, these were all the nerfs that Zacian received on paper, but there's actually something else interesting going on here, and it has to do with an economic term. It's called opportunity cost. I can't believe I'm like actually using my econ degree. This is crazy. I never thought this day would come. Opportunity cost is a concept that basically describes how choosing one thing means you can't choose something else. Like if you eat sushi for dinner, you can't then eat a hamburger. The opportunity cost in this case is the happiness that eating that hamburger would have given you. So what does this have to do with Zacian, who can't eat anything because it has mouth full of sword. Well, remember how in order for Zacian to reach his full potential, it has to hold the rusted sword item. This wasn't that big a deal in Sword and Shield because the opportunity cost of Zacian holding another item wasn't actually that big. The next best items that Zacian could have held were like Life Orb, maybe Choice Band, maybe like Safety Goggles or Lumberry, but none of these items would have been really that high impact, and the benefits that the rusted sword gave were so ridiculous that you never really felt bad that you couldn't use another item. But in Scarlet and Violet, that same sword is giving 20 less attack points, and the attack boost only activates once per battle, meaning its value is actually a fair bit less. And before some wise guy in the comments types out like, "Oh, actually, Zacian still gets the attack boost even without the sword." I know it gets the attack boost without the sword. But without the sword, Zacian just sucks overall, so it's a simplification I'm willing to make, okay? Is that all right, Terrence? We're good to move on? Okay, anyway, Zacian's sword is a fair bit shorter in Scarlet and Violet, but the real issue with it is the fact that this time, there's an item that Zacian would much rather have in its crown form, a new item added in Scarlet and Violet, the Clear Amulet. This item prevents opposing Pokemon from lowering the user's stats, and it is very, very good. It is so good, in fact, that literally every single physical attacking restricted Pokemon would use it as their primary held item to prevent Incineroar from slowing them down, with the exception of Zamazenta, whose offensive stat is its defense stat and therefore doesn't care about Intimidate. So this time around, the opportunity cost of the Rusted Sword item is actually much, much higher because there's another item that Zacian would prefer to have if it could just hold it. Consequently, this also makes the opportunity cost of using Zacian as your restricted Pokemon much higher as well. Remember, in the most recent format, players were only allowed to use a single restricted Pokemon. If you chose Zacian as your restricted over literally every other good restricted Pokemon, that meant the Pokemon intended to be the star of your team would be fighting an uphill battle against what was likely going to be the most used Pokemon in most tournaments. And for what? Zacian isn't dealing double damage to Dynamax Pokemon anymore, and its stats honestly aren't even that ridiculous compared to the other Pokemon in play. Its ability is much less impactful and frankly much worse than Pokemon like Miraidon or Calyrex, and its signature move is so much less impressive than Astro Barrage, Glacial Lance, or Terra Star Storm. The narrative completely flipped from why would you not use Zacian to why would you ever use it? I don't want to make it seem like Zacian was unplayable though. Some players still believed in it, bringing it to multiple events throughout the season. I told you earlier that out of the 100 plus players in day 2 at the World Championships, only 2 had Zacian, but I didn't mention that one of those 2 players made top cut, and the other one was a single win away from making it in as well. And these 2 Zacian teams had radically different approaches. One tried to overwhelm the opponent with special damage, making Incineroar less effective against Zacian's partners, while also attempting to overwhelm the opponent early with speed and power, so Zacian could come in later and focus on cleanup, while the other focused almost entirely on physical damage, using Chen Pao's Sword of Ruin ability to boost Zacian's damage, as well as Swords Dance Zacian to outpace Intimidate. Neither of these teams were popular, but it proves that Zacian was still usable for players who wanted to play the game in a specific way. But usable is a far cry from strongest Pokemon of all time. Is this the end for Zacian? I mean, Game Freak's only going to keep releasing stronger and stronger Pokemon, which means Zacian's going to continue falling further and further behind. Will we ever see the Sword Dog again? I don't know for sure, but I do think that there's a chance. And here's why. Earlier in this video, I mentioned some of the strongest Pokemon that came before Zacian. There's one I want to talk about in particular. Thundurus. Thundurus was, at one point, incredibly dominant. Like, one of the top 2 best Pokemon in the entire game, maybe top 1. It used its Prankster ability to fire off disrupting moves turn after turn, halting entire teams on its own. Leaving Thundurus alive could lead to your entire team getting shut down, but getting rid of Thundurus quickly was really, really hard. With Paralysis and Confusion, Thundurus was a total nightmare to play against, and Game Freak nerfed it into the ground. Thundurus is the single most nerfed Pokemon of all time, even including Zacian, and the nerfs worked. Thundurus usage completely plummeted to the point where most players wouldn't even consider it for their teams. And then it won the World Championships, alongside Zacian, funnily enough. This was a totally different way of using Thundurus. Rather than being used as a bulky and disruptive special attacker, this set took advantage of Thundurus's hidden ability, Defiant, and leaned into being a fast and frail physical attacker. The Defiant ability gives Thundurus an attack boost if any of its stats are ever lowered, acting as a deterrent for Intimidate. And Thundurus was an excellent Dynamax attacker, especially when paired with Zacian, who wasn't allowed to Dynamax. Thundurus's flying typing allowed it to use Max Airstream, which could also raise Zacian's speed. And as an electric type. It resisted opposing Zacian's Behemoth Blade and could use Max Lightning to set up the electric terrain to protect Zacian from falling asleep. It could also use Max Knuckle to give both itself and Zacian an attack boost. In other words, despite its strongest set being nerfed, under just the right conditions, a new way of using Thundurus was good enough to win the World Championships. I share the story because I think it means that there's hope for Zacian. Maybe a successful Zacian team in the future would look very different than it did in Sword and Shield, but that doesn't mean it can't work. I also think that Zacian has reason to hope, because if Dynamax ever comes back, I'm sure Zacian will be there too. Pokemon confirmed recently that Mega Evolution will be returning in Legends ZA, which means there's a chance that Megas return to a game with competitive play as well. If old mechanics start returning, I think it's only a matter of time until Dynamax comes back. I'm definitely speculating a little bit here, but at the same time, my track record tends to be pretty good when it comes to calling these things, so we'll have to wait and see. I have a feeling that the World Champ difference might be onto something this time at least. Until then though, Zacian will have to wait. The once queen of the game exiled from her castle, only time will tell if she's able to reclaim her throne. And that's what happened to Zacian. Poetically, Zamazenta actually followed the opposite arc, starting off with no usage and then rising to one of the top threats in the game. I made a whole video about it actually, and if you're curious, I recommend you check it out.